Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
5:03, good afternoon or good evening, whatever you prefer. Brian Douglas in for Rob Archer. Well, the feds break up a hate group in the San Fernando Valley in an operation dubbed Hate on Eight and a guilty plea in the case over Matthew Perry's death. But first, action today in federal court. In a battle to build more housing for homeless veterans on the West LA VA campus, Pete Demetrio has more.
Amelia Piazza, counsel for the plaintiffs, says in accord with Judge David Carter's ruling that the VA actually owns the land that Brentwood School built athletic facilities on, the school has offered a compromise regarding its use.
The veterans would have, the majority of the access, right? Most of the time that this, property is used, the athletic facilities are used, it would be by veterans. And then during some of the day, the students would have access to use for their sports teams and PE classes, that type of thing.
Final terms on that agreement are still being worked out. On a second issue, the actual construction of more than 300 temporary housing units on already paved section of VA land and some property adjacent to UCLA's Jackie Robinson Baseball Stadium, the judge tersely told all parties he wants to see construction of those 400-square-foot homes begin at once in order to get homeless vets off the street before winter weather begins. All parties will be back in court for further discussions on the matters on Friday. At the downtown federal courthouse, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Another guilty plea in the ketamine overdose death of Matthew Perry. Emily Valdez reports from the federal courthouse downtown.
Inside the courtroom today, the now former doctor, Mark Chavez of San Diego, admitted to selling 22 vials of liquid ketamine and 9 ketamine lozenges to another doctor who then gave them to Matthew Perry. Dr. Chavez voluntarily relinquished his medical license. He's a third person involved in the Matthew Perry death case to plead guilty to charges. Two other people have not, including the doctor Chavez allegedly conspired with, and a woman known as the Ketamine Queen, who is accused of supplying Perry with much larger doses of ketamine in the weeks before his death. Chavez will be sentenced in April.
A violent white supremacist gang based in the San Fernando Valley has been broken up. The feds call the operation Hate 1-8. Karen Adams has more from downtown L.A.
42 suspected members of the San Fernando Valley Peckerwoods have been arrested in what's being called the largest takedown of a hate group in DOJ and L.A. history.
The San Fernando Valley Peckerwoods, the Aryan Brotherhood, and their associates are fused by one thing. Hatred.
But the DEA's Rob Saccone says hate isn't the only thing the Peckerwoods are into.
They engaged in drug distribution, multiple fraud schemes, and firearms offenses. Operating from corners of the San Fernando Valley, they conducted their activities within and beyond the 818 community.
U.S. Attorney Martina Estrada says they arrested Ryan Bradford, a member of the group, earlier this year.
Just as an example of what this group stands for, when we arrested him and searched his home, we found he was selling drugs, he was manufacturing explosive devices and firearms. But in addition to that, we found in his home a treasure trove of white supremacist paraphernalia, including replica Nazi uniforms, posters of Adolf Hitler, and on top of that, he would post in online message boards threats to murder and commit genocide against Jewish people.
Officials are still looking for 26 other members. In downtown L.A., I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, parole's been rescinded for a former LAPD detective who was convicted of shooting and killing Sherry Rasmussen back in 1986. Stephanie Lazarus was convicted and sentenced to 27 years to life back in 2012. Rasmussen had been married, had married a man that Lazarus had been in a relationship with. She was shot three times in the condo that they shared. State panel had recommended last November that Lazarus be paroled, but today that decision was reversed. John Taylor is a lawyer for the Rasmussen family.
Teresa Lane, who was Sherry's sister, stated in the hearing the devastating impact that each of these hearings has, that they have to go back, and the wound for the family and for Sherry's friends to go through this again. From first off, you know, the period of time that Stephanie was evading arrest, and then from 2009, once she was arrested, you know, being present at the trial, and then these subsequent hearings, it seems like it never ends.
Lazarus wasn't arrested until 23 years after the killing. Today's parole review was at Governor Newsom's requests. Well, the department head of the OC Public Works, whose crew accidentally sparked the airport fire, yeah, that's the one in Orange County, well, he's no longer there. According to a county spokeswoman, James Treadway, he left his position apparently due to a personal matter. The agency's been criticized over the past month because the Public Works crew, they were the ones that accidentally sparked that fire. They were working with heavy machinery there in the canyon to move some boulders, and just all it took was one spark in that heat, and boy, that fire just erupted. The airport fire, now 95% contained, but it destroyed 160 buildings and damaged many, many more. Well, an OC football player, a former OC football player, is going to be receiving $31 million from the Newport Mesa Unified School District. This after he suffered a traumatic brain injury while in practice. Now, Emmanuel Garcia, he was hurt back in March of 2021 after he got entangled during a play. Several players were on top of him. He ended up crashing really hard onto the grass field there. According to the Orange County Register, Garcia suffered brain bleeding, which put him in a coma and left him with cognitive and emotional issues. But well before that happened, parents and coaches, not only football coaches, but soccer coaches, all complained and warned the school district that that playing surface was just too hard. It was grass, but it was just too hard and obviously dangerous for many, many years. Nonstop News at 5 continues. How might the ongoing violence in the Middle East affect the presidential election? It may. That's that and more all coming up here in just a little bit. It is 5:11. By the way, Nonstop News at 5, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text My Lemon Law Lawyer to 40333 for a free case review. All right, let's talk about the latest figures showing challenger Nathan Hochman. He's got a massive money advantage over LA County, over the LA County DA's election right now. He's raised more than $1 million in donations over the last 2 years, and that money keeps piling in. A new poll shows Hochman 24 points ahead of Gascon. For more, we're joined by local political consultant Brian Van Riper. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. How far ahead is Hochman compared to Gascon when it comes to these contributions?
Yeah, he's far and away. I mean, the reality is we're in L.A. County. L.A. County is bigger than 40 states, and it's just a huge media market, as you know. So to try to buy ad time on radio or TV or do direct mail, it's just prohibitively expensive. So to try to get in now at this point, it's highly unlikely that Gascon would be able to do that. The only way he'd stand a chance is if some kind of outside money came in and spent something like $5 million in the next week, which doesn't feel like it's going to happen, and that might not even be enough. So I personally think Gascon's toast.
That's what I kind of fear, just hearing the amount of money that Hochman's has brought in. You know what, and we say this all the time when it comes to political folks in the arena, public perception is everything. I mean, it may not be the truth, but public perception is everything. And the perception from many people is that George Gascon just is not hard enough on crime.
Right. Yeah, you know, different people have written articles that crime, you know, there's all these different statistics that crime one way or another might not be up. But there's a perception and a feeling that it is. You know, do people feel less safe walking down a street? I think so. You keep hearing this anecdotal evidence of emboldened criminals and seeing minimal repercussion even after arrested. And I think I think people want to return to public safety. And Hochman has promised that, and Gascon has not delivered on that, is what it seems.
Yeah, Brian, another thing, too, like you said, I mean, what you see, what you hear, I mean, that becomes fact to most people. And we see these looting, we see these hit and runs, we see all these people running into 7-Elevens and leaving, and we really don't see too many people prosecuted from all this. And again, I think that all adds to that public perception.
Yeah, you see these crazy videos of these smash and grabs,
yeah.
And seldom do you ever hear of real repercussions for that. And you know, are they huge? Are they enormous? I don't know, but there's a question of, is there an environment where there are no repercussions for that kind of thing, so it continues? It's a question.
What is, if you can give us a brief answer to this, the Hochman campaign, what kind of groups are contributing? Are there specific ones, any type you can mention?
Yeah, I mean, if you can look, it's all public record who donates to everyone. You know, George Gascon got elected 4 years ago through outside spending for like George Soros. The groups that are supporting Nathan Hochman are typically law enforcement and police unions, mm-hmm. or unions that represent district attorneys, rank and file. They've been the largest contributors to trying to get Nathan Hochman elected.
Political consultant Brian Van Riper, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And speaking of those two, we are going to have the debate along with the LA Times for the DA's race. You know what? It's not over yet. We'll quiz Gascon and Hochman on the issues that matter: crime, public safety, quality of life, and so much more. That debate's coming up now next Tuesday. So that'll be on October 8th, 5 p.m. We're going to have it live here on KNX News 97.1 FM. We'll also have it on YouTube. And listen, if you have questions that you want to ask the candidates, let us know. We can ask them. You can send it to debate@knxnews.com, or you can head to our website, knxnews.com, for more info. So to come, ongoing violence in the Middle East will have an impact on next month's presidential election. Yes or no? We'll go in depth.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So what impact will the fighting in the Middle East have on the presidential election, especially if an all-out war breaks out? Charles Feldman, Margaret Carrero put that question, the Middle East expert. Aaron David Miller, he's advised both Republican and Democratic secretaries of state.
If you look at where Gaza, the Middle East, and Israel is on the list of priorities for the average American voter, I think it's very, very low. It does matter to key constituencies, but even there, anything in a close election could tip the balance. So with respect to the Harris candidacy, a major conflagration between now and November 5, in which the U.S. would become involved, is simply going to be a validation of Biden's predecessor's talking points that the world is on fire, it's in chaos. And when I was president, none of this would have happened.
So
on balance, I don't see any upside, frankly, for the Harris campaign on this. It's
none at all.
Upside?
Yeah.
No. I mean, someone said to me today that, well, if the United States gets involved in a major military action and it strikes Iran and somehow it is perceived to be a validation of American power and strength, then it would be an upside. The problem is Middle East wars don't usually go that way. Once you get into them, they get extremely messy. So I don't see any, you know, having voted for Republicans and Democrats and worked for Republicans and Democrats, I see very little upside. Again, for the Harris candidacy, I see plenty of downsides. You already have a considerable group of quote-unquote uncommitted voters who are unbelievably angry over Biden and Harris's support for Israel. Those people may not vote for Donald Trump, but they may not vote. And in a state like Michigan, that's important.
The Biden administration has been trying to get the ceasefire deal in Gaza. Now we have what's going on with Hezbollah and Iran. If you are in the Harris campaign, what are you talking to her about? Is she trying to press President Biden to try to make this stop?
No, she can't press him to make it stop, and he can't make it stop. It's what Lyndon Johnson once said about Vietnam. I don't want to compare the two. Johnson said he felt like a hitchhiker in a Texas hailstorm. Couldn't run, he couldn't hide, and he couldn't make it stop. That's the problem that the Biden administration has faced since October 7th, since the brutal Hamas terror surge, and October 8th, when Hezbollah started in unprovoked fashion, started getting involved in a conflict and attacking Israel. So along the way, you know, you've seen some of the most intense protests on campus. I went to University of Michigan during the late 60s. I haven't seen that much campus activism over any issue, including the one we were deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan for 20 years. American soldiers were dying. We were killing large numbers of Afghans and Iraqis, many of whom were civilians. And yet there was very little by comparison. So the Palestinian issue has become a touchstone for so many other issues in American political culture. But again, 18 to 29-year-olds in America, they're not representative of students at Columbia and UCLA.
That's David Aaron Miller. He's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And that wraps up your nonstop news at 5 for Wednesday, October 2nd, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for that free case review.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.